Governor Walker gave the State of the State address last night, and his main message was that Alaska can control its own destiny if it follows through on policies he's proposed. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman sat down with Walker today to talk about what's next in the Capitol. I asked Andrew about Walker's insistence that the legislature pass a budget in 90 days.
I asked Governor Walker about comments from Senator Anna McKinnon. She called Walker's proposal to end per diem payments to the legislature after 90 days if they don't pass a budget, quote, having the governor throw a punch, end quote, at lawmakers. Walker said the marathon budget talks over the last 3 years have hurt the economy. Here's Walker.
We don't need to add further instability. That we can control, and we should. So it's time to get the budget done on time.
I should add that while some Alaskans have criticized legislators per diems, the legislature didn't give much applause to Walker when he talked about the proposal last night.
Walker has to fill two vacancies in the legislature. One of them is House District 40, and that's vacant due to Dean Westlake resigning over harassment allegations from female legislative aides and other women. And then there's Senate District E, which is vacant because former Senator Mike Dunleavy resigned to focus on running for governor. Did you ask about those positions?
Yes, I did. Walker didn't say who his replacement choices were, but he did talk about how he's making the decision. This is what he said.
It's somewhat like selecting judges. There's a process for that, and we have a discussion with them. I've met every candidate to be a judge. I'll meet every candidate to be a replacement. And so I look for someone that's good representation of that district.
Walker also said he'd like to fill the position soon.
Rising oil prices have led some legislators to say that they were right to resist new taxes supported by the governor. Did Walker talk about that at all?
Well, I asked about the rising price of oil and oil production. Every fiscal crisis the state has had has been solved by rising oil revenue. And I asked Walker if he was concerned that lawmakers will rely too much on oil revenue.
We need to remember, the last time we had a major drop in the price of oil down to $26 a barrel, we had $16 billion in savings. Right now we have two. So that shock absorber isn't there anymore. Then you have to do something pretty immediate. We celebrate every dollar it goes up. There's no question about that. Do I feel, is that a good long-term sustainable fiscal plan to continue to, you know, look at what the price of oil is this morning? No.
When I asked Walker what's different from last year in trying to pass a fiscal plan, he noted that the plan is already in a legislative conference committee that could work out the differences over this session.
All right. Well, Andrew, it's always nice to hear from you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Andrew Kitchenman is state government and politics reporter for Alaska Public Media and KTOO.